There are folks who may be busy as all heck, but they get back to you. They shoot you an email. They shoot you a phone call. Jessica Yorko is sick and is going to be on the program in the future, but she let us know that. Aylin Robinson is another person who's very busy, but when they can't get back to you, they find a way to communicate with you, and we appreciate that. Aylin, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be on with you.
What do I hear? That there's a lot more love, compassion, and friendliness among the board members. Is that true?
Wow. I certainly think everyone was a bit wrangled from the process of electing leadership this year. And I am hopeful that that has given individual pause to begin to reconsider some of the relationships and status quo of how we do business and go about resolving conflict with civility. I'm hoping that'll be the choice here forward.
You know what I learned more about this, Aylin, from the outside looking in, it may be frustrating for people like me and perhaps for some voters, but we have to remember that this is the political process, and it is what it is.
Correct, and I think it's also important to remember that our system is steeped in the structure of discord. We have four ward individuals who are fighting with hopefully all that they have to represent the concerns and the needs of their constituents, and four at large who are trying to balance the needs of all constituents around the city. That is going to put individuals at enmity from day one, and I think being able to balance that and still be amenable and not be disagreeable with one another but about the issues is what has to happen.
Should there be a casino in Lansing?
I think we should certainly look at the option. I know that we are a very long way away from the realization of a casino in Lansing. We have the legal pieces that have got to be resolved and settled, and I know that our legal team is working feverishly on that. We also have a piece on, for me personally, the social needs and the needs of the recovering population, that they not be aggravated and they not be put at odds due to a casino and some of the things that that might bring with it.
Well, there are lots of legal questions, obviously, that need to be answered, and the federal authorities will have some say if this happens or not. A lot of folks are wondering, who's going to pay for this?
Well, from my understanding, from the presentations that we have had as council members, is we will have the tribal responsibility for the cost, that the city will actually glean some dollars in the way that it is currently structured for some scholarship funds for Lansing School District students, and also some police, fire, and other essential services will gain some financial benefit from this if, in fact, it were to go forward as it was presented to us originally.
It would appear that the Davenport deal is dead. Are you or anyone with the city council trying to find another place for them to go and expand?
I don't know that city council members are working at that. That's typically a responsibility of the administration, and I do believe that Davenport is yet looking for their next steps and other opportunities and possibilities. So I'm hopeful that they're not completely closed to the idea of relocating their campus and meeting the needs of their growing student population yet here in Lansing.
Is that a touchy subject for you when you talk about competition, but you talk about loyalty to Lansing Community College?
I don't think that the two have to be automatically at odds. I think that, especially being a previous higher ed professional, I think offering our students in the Lansing area a myriad of options, both for a four-year degree, a two-year degree, a specialty certificate, I think is important. And I think the more choices we can offer, the better.
Lansing City Council decided to put the golf course up for sale out on the west side of town. That seemed like a no-brainer. What took so long to come to that decision?
I think many of us, having had been in one of the dissenting groups originally, wanted more information about what are you proposing? What are we even saying we might look at pitching this property for? There are also some concerns about the Michigan Avenue side and that park. And I know for me growing up in Lansing, the sledding hill is extremely important. It's a part of the fabric of growing up in Lansing. And we were interested in being able to carve that portion out. So a lot of that discussion needed to take place before several of us felt comfortable moving it forward to the voters. I believe the majority of the questions and concerns have been answered for, and the rest will have another look at it when an actual deal comes back to council.
The next budget, what's the deficit at?
With the success of the passage of the millage, I believe we're down at $8 million in the rears. However, I believe we've got some very, very strategic plans coming forward from administration to look at how we address that deficit and how we continue to be fiscally responsible with the taxpayer dollars in Lansing.
Well, if it's an $8 million deficit, could that mean that we could lose more police and fire?
I think we certainly look at every single thing. I believe this budget cycle is going to be scrutinizing each one of the department areas and looking for where we can turn over any stones and find any dollars that will keep the cuts as far away from our citizens' quality of life services as we possibly can. They obviously spoke loudly by passing the millage that they want to have the level of police and fire protection that they have become accustomed to. So we certainly want to pay attention to that and make sure that we are making budgetary decisions accordingly.
Aylin, just two more questions for you. And we're talking with Aylin Robinson, who is a member of Lansing City Council. She's been the president of that entity. And we have her for a couple more questions here. Aylin, I wanted to ask you about the Lansing Center. That entity is being funded somewhat, subsidized by the city. Where do we stand with that agreement? Do you ever see that entity being able to pay its own bills?
Well, so actually, this last year I served on LEPSA's board, and Lansing Center is certainly a part of that group. And I think a lot of decisions are being made to bring the budget for the Lansing Center into line to still yet offer programs and a facility that can house wonderful events. They just had the circus in and plan to have another a number of major events in. So I know that they are working to the end of providing space and opportunities to bring quality programs to Lansing, and we want that. We certainly want that as a top-class, top-notch city. So I think it's important for us to give as much support to that entity as we possibly can and yet watch those dollars and cents so that they do make sense and balance out.
Do you think we need more hotels in downtown Lansing?
I think as we're looking at conversations of casinos, of expansion of other businesses on the waterfront and accident fund, we certainly want to take in consideration what other options we might be able to look at.
All right, Dan. Finally, what's at the top of your agenda that we haven't discussed? What's new and upcoming that you want to accomplish legislative-wise on the City Council?
Well, a couple of things. One, I have a wonderful opportunity to chair Ways and Means this year, which is all of the dollars that come through council, and making sure we're very frugal with those dollars and making wise decisions is going to be one of my top priorities. And then, as always, the third ward and looking at getting in several businesses that we so desperately need in the southwest end of Lansing.
All right, Aylin Robinson is a member of the Lansing City Council. Aylin, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.